The Massachusetts Department of Transportation has announced three final options for passenger rail service between Pittsfield and Boston. Following a year of study, MassDOT is recommending three options that all involve providing passenger rail service by making upgrades along existing tracks, removing from further consideration a proposal to build an electrified high-speed rail line. Costs for the remaining three options for the project range between $2.4 billion and $4.6 billion. Ridership is forecast at between 278,000 passengers to almost 500,000 passengers per year. The option no longer being considered to build a brand new rail line across the length of the entire state had an eye-popping price tag of $25 billion. None of the options include bus connections substituting for trains. All three alternatives include proposed stops in Chester and Palmer. Stops at those two locations have been lobbied for by elected officials and passenger rail advocates. MassDOT is expected to release a final report on the feasibility of East-West Rail on November 30th. A report on the three options under final consideration was presented Wednesday at a meeting of the East-West Rail Advisory Committee, which is made up of dozens of elected officials, municipal planners, and business development representatives from western and central Massachusetts. State Representative Smitty Pignatelli of the 4th Berkshire House District said the state should consider buying the existing tracks from the CSX Rail Company to avoid conflicts between freight and passenger trains.
And then we can control this whole thing from the get-go, because otherwise we're going to be subject to be the tenant. I'd say we make CSX the tenant and see if they can abide by our rules and not vice versa.
Another member of the advisory committee, State Senator Eric Lesser of Longmeadow, said he believes MassDOT is still lowballing passenger estimates.
The numbers are far too low, and they have conveniently, frankly, left out some of the most relevant baseline comparisons, including Providence to Boston, the Worcester to Boston line that's been open now for a decade, and many other rail projects around the country and even internationally.
Without higher ridership estimates, the East-West Rail project might not qualify for federal funding.
Just common sense would indicate that if you build it, people will use it. If the line is fast, if it's reliable, if it's frequent, everybody is sick of driving, the roads are congested, and housing is too expensive. The state, nobody can afford to live. It's too expensive. Rail will help with the housing costs.
MassDOT's study found there would be a mixed environmental impact from developing east-west passenger rail. While emissions from cars would go down, there would be negative impacts on wetlands from the construction work. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.